You have our undivided attention shortly. Your access to quality, affordable coverage is just a few minutes away.
That's the hold message for the healthcare.gov helpline. It's on speakerphone in the computer lab at the Teton County Library. In the computer lab, six trained navigators are helping individuals access the new federal marketplace for health insurance. With the March 31st sign-up deadline approaching, the library's having an all-day marathon with back-to-back appointments.
Is that per person or for the family?
That would be the family.
Family premium.
This is what it is.
Librarian and navigator Suzanne Morlock is helping Craig Spanky, who works as a carpenter. She called the healthcare.gov helpline after hitting a roadblock. Spanky is anxious to get back to work, but he's also anxious to get insurance.
Okay, can you log me out and then show me how to get back to here?
Yep.
So that I can
absolutely
do that at home?
Absolutely.
As a carpenter, Spanky doesn't get insurance through his employer, and this will be the first time he's been covered in 7 years. His three kids get insurance through the state's Children's Health Insurance Program, but he's pleased to have access to an affordable plan for the entire family. His story isn't unique. Teton County has the highest rate of uninsured individuals in the state, but not everyone in the computer lab is having luck finding an affordable plan. Librarian and navigator Kurt Plagg says the first two individuals that he helped made less than $11,500 a year, and that's too little to qualify for a subsidy. In other states, they'd qualify for Medicaid, health insurance for low-income individuals, but so far, Wyoming has decided not to expand its Medicaid program.
They didn't qualify for Medicaid. They were allowed to buy health insurance if they wanted to through the marketplace, but it would be pretty expensive. It's definitely unaffordable.
Plagg says they are exempt from having to pay a penalty for not having insurance. Even so, he says, they were disappointed to not get health insurance, and they weren't the only ones who left disappointed.
The couple I worked with had the opposite problem. They made just slightly too much money to qualify for a subsidy.
He says buying insurance would have cost them 20% of their total annual income.
With their current income, the way they estimated it, it would have cost them $1,333 a month for the two of them for insurance. If they made $4,000 a year less, it would cost them about $240 a month for the two of them. It's quite a big difference.
And that puts them in a tough spot.
In their case, at first they thought, wow, we should work less. Maybe we'll get insurance.
But Plagg says it's not quite that simple.
One of them had the opportunity next year to qualify for a good insurance program through work, as long as that person maintained their current level of work. So they're caught in a conundrum.
Like the individuals that made too little to get subsidies, they will be exempt from paying a penalty for going without insurance. That's because the Affordable Care Act exempts people who don't have access to affordable insurance. Overall, Plagg says that people who fall in what navigators are calling the sweet spot, like Carpenter Craig Spanky's family, are finding affordable plans and getting insurance for the first time in years. But in Wyoming, for those who make just a little too much, or not quite enough, the plans are anything but affordable. And those groups are likely to continue living without insurance. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.